This is the Straight Truth Podcast, biblical answers to difficult questions from a Christian worldview.
Pastor, the world is obsessed with body image and self. So this is obvious to anybody who looks at our culture. There are exercise rituals, food fads, diets, all sorts of nutrition-based ideologies. Even Christians, unfortunately, can fall into a kind of idolatry as it relates to health and nutrition and those sorts of things. So that's our question for you for this episode. How does a Christian stand apart from the world in our view of the physical body?
The physical body is not evil. I think that's one of the first things that I want to say. You know, there have been philosophical movements, even in the name of theology throughout the ages, that have sort of treated what is immaterial and spiritual as good and what is material and physical as evil. The Bible doesn't teach that at all. God's original design for man was physical and spiritual in one person. And in our future, we know, is a day of resurrection, where one day we'll be given a new body that matches the new us. And so forever, we will live in the presence of the Lord, body and soul. So the body is not evil, it's good. And we're called in Scripture to honor the Lord with our physical nature, to honor the Lord in our bodies. The emphasis, though, that I see in Scripture primarily when it comes to how we think about our bodies has to do with the mortification of sin, that we're not to allow sin to reign in these mortal bodies. We're to make sure that we're honoring the Lord, not just in our hearts, but with our physical nature. That relates to sexual purity, but it can also relate to things like gluttony and hard work. I think about Paul's admonitions to the Thessalonians regarding if a man doesn't work, don't let him eat. And so in all those ways, we're to strive to honor Christ. I do think it's interesting in a lot of the fitness craze, what Paul writes in 1 Timothy chapter 4, when he says to Timothy regarding the things he's been given to teach the church, he says, if you put these things before the brothers, this is verse 6, you'll be a good servant of Christ Jesus, being trained in the words of the faith and of the good doctrine that you followed, have nothing to do with irreverent, silly myths. Rather, train yourself for godliness. For while bodily training is of some value, godliness is of value in every way, as it holds promise for the present life and also for the life to come. So there he acknowledges there is value to taking care of yourself physically, but what he places the greatest emphasis on is training yourself for the purpose of godliness, which would include body and soul. But I mean, the main focus of the believer is not physical fitness. The main focus of the believer is honoring the Lord in your body in every realm, which includes taking care of yourself to some degree physically as well. He said there is some value in that. I think about, you know, as an older man now, getting older, and it's harder and harder to exercise and do things like that. I think even there's benefit because, you know, if we want to serve the Lord into our older years, we have to take care of ourselves physically also. And I look at servants of the Lord like John MacArthur, still preaching at 85 years of age. You can't do that if you're not striving to take care of yourself to some degree physically. So I think the question had to do with physical fitness. There's value in it. Paul acknowledges that. But train yourself preeminently for godliness. That's the greatest value.
Yeah, and it seems that there are certain groups of people that really exacerbate the fears that come from kind of letting yourself go. And I wonder if you can speak on the physical body in relation to our coming death, because there one thing we are guaranteed in life is certainly that we are all going to die at some point. And at the same time, we don't know when we are going to die. I mean, there are people even in our church even recently who got an illness, died very quickly.
Right.
And so so how do we think about our physical body in the way that understands that we will eventually die, though, and how we care for ourselves today still is of lasting value? Does it have any value at all?
Yeah, you're talking about taking care of yourself physically. Does it have lasting value?
Yes.
It has value to the degree that you're doing it for the cause of Christ. Like, I want to take care of myself because it represents order, it represents discipline, it represents all those sorts of things. That has value, that's lasting in nature, it's rewardable. But just to focus on how you look, has no lasting value because those things are fading away. We all began dying the day we were born.
Right.
And so we're all headed for the grave if Christ doesn't return in our lifetime. And as you've noted, we've done funerals recently for people who are very young. And then we do funerals for people who are very old. The Lord wrote down, the days, He numbered our days before we lived one of them. So each of us has a day when our life will end. And we don't know when that day is going to be. So the greater focus, as we mentioned earlier, is on godliness. I want to train myself for the purpose of godliness. For while bodily training has some value, it's limited. And just training the body for itself has no lasting value. The body is going to perish. Even in 1 Peter 3, when obedient wives married to disobedient husbands are exhorted about where their focus needs to be, He makes clear that their focus is not just on external beauty, but on internal beauty, the beauty of the heart. And He makes the point that that has lasting value. This is precious in the sight of God. Mm-hmm. This is what the Lord focuses on preeminently. What is a woman like in her inner self? This is what godly women focus on, not to the neglect of the physical nature, but in a way that you understand what's most important is your heart. You know, we live in a world even where tragic accidents happen and people are marred physically for a lifetime. If your focus is just on physical beauty, external beauty, that would mean you lost everything. But if you understand lasting beauty, which is a matter of the heart, then even if something like that were to occur, you go on with joy, because what God's taking note of is what's happening in your heart toward Him and toward His Son and toward the truth. So physical discipline, yes. Refusing sins of the body, sexual immorality, gluttony, things of that nature, yes. But if your primary focus is on some sort of bodily training that allows for maximum physical beauty, you're investing a lot of time and a lot of effort in something that's just going to pass away. Mm. And Paul says in 1 Timothy 4, the greater place for your focus is training yourself for the purpose of godliness. Mm. That's where our focus needs to be.
Thanks again for joining us for this episode of the Straight Truth Podcast. Now, Straight Truth is listener supported. So if you'd like to find out ways how you can help us to continue to produce this podcast, you can go to our website and find out ways to do that, straighttruth.net. At that website, you'll also find links to all of our previous episodes and our social media channels, so be sure to check it out. Straight Truth is a production of Walking in Grace Ministries, the preaching and teaching ministry of Pastor Richard Caldwell. For more information, go to walkingingrace.org.